Hey, everybody, it's Ryan Ripley. Wanted to get a new offering in front of you as soon as possible, evidence-based leadership. And so as you all know, Todd Miller, myself, and Will Seeley, we're big on evidence-based management. We want to apply it to the leadership space. We all know that modern managers face complex challenges every day. You're juggling a lot of needs, your direct reports, your stakeholders, your customers, they all need constant attention. What we want to do is help you manage that. We want you to use information and data to make good decisions around all of these areas so that we're delivering the right thing at the right time for the right customer. And we know that we're doing that because we're using data and evidence to validate all the things that we're doing. And not only that, we're not just looking at value, but we're looking at our capabilities as an organization. Can we deliver on time? Can we innovate effectively? Do we have too much tech debt? Do we have too many things in process? Are we unable to deliver when the market demands that we do? We look at all of these things with evidence-based management. We merge that into a leadership mindset and lens, and we enable you to make new and better decisions repeatedly based off of the data that you're collecting within your organization. It's exciting stuff. We hope you can join us. Visit agileforhumans.com/EBL course. Join us in one of these offerings. We think you're going to love it. Hope you can join us. Use Agile for Humans, the number 4, to take another 15% off of this course, and we can't wait to see you there. All right, it is a new day, which means, Todd, we got to record a new your daily scrum.
It's a Monday here.
It's a Monday, so if you're watching this on a Tuesday, just be glad it wasn't a Monday, because for us, it's a Monday. This is your daily scrum with professional scrum trainers, Todd Miller and Ryan Ripley. We get together each and every day to help you get better at scrum each and every day. Todd, today's a pretty big day. It's a pretty big Monday, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. It is pretty exciting.
Super exciting. So a lot of you are probably aware that Todd and I are very active in course content. I worked a lot on the Pali course that a lot of you have taken. Todd was instrumental in the Advanced Scrum Master course, the PAL EBM course, and now, I hope I'm not missing one, and now there is a Professional Scrum Facilitation Skills course that was released today through scrum.org that Todd was a big contributor to. And so we thought we would talk about that real quick, but also answer a question that a lot of people ask, right? We get this in classes a lot, and I think this new one-day course is going to help fill this gap. How does facilitation work in Scrum?
Yeah, it's interesting. I think that people are automatically saying, well, there's an easy answer to this. It's the Scrum Master.
Yeah.
And we don't necessarily agree with that. The Scrum Master should not be the only person with facilitation skills in a Scrum team. In fact, we'd like if everybody had them, right? And I think we did that in another YDS episode. We were talking a little bit about how great something like a sprint planning event or product backlog refinement would be if a developer was facilitating it. How great it would be if product owners had really strong facilitation skills to work with their stakeholders. This is not just a Scrum Master skill, Ryan.
Yeah, absolutely. We feel strongly enough about this. We've created a new playlist called Successful Facilitation. I'll put a link right now so it'll pop up in the upper right-hand corner. So you should be able to check out that new playlist. We're talking about the principles, the practices, the techniques. We're going deep into facilitation to help you better understand how all of this works. If you check out the description to this video, it'll have the playlist. It'll have the new course. It'll have all the information you need to get in that facilitation class and really dig in. But in Scrum, I love Todd's concept here. You know, everybody should be facilitating events. And we've talked about that in a past video. But when people say, you know, how does facilitation work? It works to make things simpler. It's not assigned to one person or role or accountability. You know, a product owner should be facilitating the sprint review, right? And I think the Scrum Master can help facilitate discussion between stakeholders. Developers can facilitate their daily Scrum. Sprint planning can be shared facilitation. Sometimes a product owner will be walking through the current product goal and product backlog. Sometimes a Scrum Master will help bring consensus to what developers want to pull into a sprint backlog. And so what you should see here is the idea that everyone on a Scrum team needs to have base level facilitation skills. I would even say, Todd, that management, leadership, they should also have base level facilitation skills so that we stop getting pulled into meetings that suck.
Yeah.
Right? I think meetings that are poorly facilitated are almost as big pieces of trash as story points, but not quite.
Yeah. I mean, I spent years doing that conference talk, a terrible, no good, very great meeting. And there's a massive amount of data out there showing how much time and money is wasted in poorly run meetings and organizations, right? Yep. And facilitation can help that. And so if you're thinking about time, money, effort, frustration, I really think that there's a correlation between really good facilitation in an office environment and employee satisfaction, right? Because if you show up and you feel heard, you're not just being talked to, you're asked for your ideas. There's collective urgency in a room to solve a problem together, right? And all of that can happen through strong facilitation. I think you build a better office environment. That might be an interesting take on that there, Ryan. But it really is something that I think is underrated that everybody could get better at.
Well, and through our playlist. So again, these are all free videos. It'll be up here on YouTube. We're going to teach you how to make sure all voices are heard, how to get everyone engaged in the discussion, all the best ideas out in the open, which is what facilitation should do. So keep your eye out for new videos as we continue to drop them into the playlist. If you want to check out the new course from scrum.org, it's pretty awesome. Todd had a lot of input into it, created a lot of the pieces. I think he did a great job with it. We've run it a number of times with some of our clients. They're getting a lot out of it. The assessment is pretty cool. So you get a new badge, a new assessment, leads to a new certification. It's just great. And so there's going to be a lot of free content coming up. There's the class that's now available. And we're going to keep talking about this because facilitation done well, to Todd's point, leads to a happier environment. It can increase psychological safety, can get the best ideas out there, can get all voices heard. It can make our events more effective, mm-hmm. right? All the Scrum events can improve with great facilitation. And so we're going to stay in this space for a little bit and just make sure that that we're all leveling up here. Even Todd and I can use some level up in this space here and there as well. So we're going to go
all the time.
We get rusty, right? So we're going to go into liberating structures. We're going to share how some of those work. We're going to talk about training from the back of the room. Bowman's great work. We want to make sure that she's cited and honored and attributed correctly. She's had some great work, the four C's, all of those great concepts. So keep your eye out. We're going to bring that forward. But how does facilitation work in Scrum? It makes things simpler. Everyone can facilitate in Scrum, including management and leadership, depending on what's going on. And so let's get these skills out there. And let's get your questions below. Make sure to leave your comments and your questions about facilitation. And we'll continue to build these videos. And we're just excited. New class, new content, new playlist, a bunch of great stuff this week.
Yeah. Yeah, cool. Check it out.
All right. Be sure to like and subscribe so you don't miss any new facilitation-based videos. Check out socials. We're going to be hitting these topics very hard, especially this week and probably next. Some videos are going to pop up. It's our free Scrum Master framework course and our free EBM course. And maybe we'll even put the facilitation course up here as well. So don't miss that. Check out the description for more information about the courses, the playlist, and everything else we mentioned. Leave your comments and questions below. Those will turn into videos. Again, hit that like and hit that bell. Don't miss what we're posting. Some new stuff is coming. For Todd, I'm Ryan. Go forward, do some great Scrum things, facilitate well. Story points are trash. We'll see you tomorrow. Hey, it's Ryan. If you're enjoying this show and want to take a deeper dive into Scrum with me and Todd, check out agileforhumans.com/training. Be sure to also look at the show notes to subscribe to our newsletter, get a copy of our book, Fixing Your Scrum, and learn more about working with us at Agile for Humans. Thanks for listening, and Scrum on!